When Samuel told Saul that the Lord would take away the kingdom from him, he did not mean that Saul should lose the kingdom at once. He was no longer God's king, and as soon as the right man in God's sight should be found and should be trained for his duty as king, then God would take away Saul's power and would give it to the man whom God had chosen. But it was many years before all this came to pass. Samuel, who had helped in choosing Saul as king, still loved him, and he felt very sorry to find Saul disobeying God's commands. He wept much and mourned for Saul, but the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not weep and mourn any longer over Saul, for I have refused him as king. Fill the horn with oil and go to Bethlehem in Judah. There find a man named Jesse, for I have chosen a king among his sons." But Samuel knew that Saul would be very angry if he should learn that Samuel had named any other man as king in his place. He said to the Lord, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Take a young cow with you, and tell the people that you have come to make an offering to the Lord, and call Jesse and his sons to the sacrifice. I will tell you what to do, and you shall anoint the one whom I name to you." Samuel went over the mountains southward from Ramah to Bethlehem, about 10 miles, leading a cow. The rulers of the town were alarmed at his coming, for they feared that he had come to judge the people for some evil doing. But Samuel said, "I have come in peace to make an offering and to hold a feast to the Lord. Make yourselves ready and come to the sacrifice." And he invited Jesse and his sons to the service. When they had made themselves ready, they came before Samuel. He looked at the sons of Jesse very closely. The oldest was named Eliab, and he was so tall and noble-looking that Samuel thought, "Surely this young man must be the one whom God has chosen." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his face nor on the height of his body, for I have not chosen him. Man judges by the outward looks, but God looks at the heart." Then Shammah passed by, and the Lord said, "I have not chosen this one." 7 young men came, and Samuel said, "None of these is the man whom God has chosen. Are these all your children?" "There is one more," said Jesse, "the youngest of all. He is a boy in the field caring for the sheep." And Samuel said, "Send for him, for we will not sit down until he comes." So after a time, the youngest son was brought in. His name was David, a word that means darling, and he was a beautiful boy, perhaps 15 years old, with fresh cheeks and bright